You're the best friends anybody ever had.
Well, the jerks are called. They're running out of you.
Bring it in, bring it in.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Hug me!
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
What better way as we get close to that long weekend, regardless of the weather? Let's just say that, regardless of the weather, what better way to get prepared for the weekend than to get a few things off your chest? Could be good, could be bad. That's what Bugs and Hugs is all about. Something that's bugging you, been bothering you, festering up all week. Give us a call. Shoot us a text at 1-877-332-8255. Likewise, if you've got something good, positive you want to say, same number works. 1-877-332-8255. In fact, I got a text earlier in the show from Dave in Verwood who said, Evan, I have to go out into the wind to fill my cedar, so I'm going to miss Bugs and Hugs, but I've got a hug for all of the SAS power workers that have to fix damaged lines in this wind. Thank you for that, Dave. I agree with you. Man, we had many large power outages in the province yesterday as a result of the storm that blew through. And those workers, in many cases, wasn't safe for them to be out there trying to fix it. But they waited for the wind to die down a bit, but they got out there very quick. So I agree with you. Great hug for the SAS power workers. But Dave also threw in a bug. People who cannot slow down for farm equipment on the highway. Farmers are moving around right now, getting ready for seeding, getting into the fields. You're going to encounter some farm equipment on the highway. Be gracious. Thanks for the text. 1-877-332-8255. Man, this province is full of great events. Great events throughout the entire province. And there's another big one happening a week from tonight. So next Friday night in Regina. And one of the masterminds, in fact, I would say the mastermind behind it, is a fellow by the name of BK Waldo, who happens to be a friend of mine and is joining me by phone this morning. BK, thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, Evie.
Let's talk about this big gala coming up, the Bring 'Em Up Gala. What is this all about?
Well, Evie, for newcomers in Canada, organized sports can be financially out of reach. Like, a lot of families barely have grocery money, let alone for sports. So we started this gala last year. So it's called the Bring 'Em Up Gala, and it helps remove those barriers and give kids an opportunity to be active and pretty much be part of the community with sports.
And you've got a very personal experience. Can you just really quickly recap what has inspired you to do this good work?
Yeah, Evie, like we came here in 1983, my family, and like I said, we came here with financially burdened. Sports wasn't even a thing for us, and if it wasn't some of the guys in the community to help me play sports, and then I became, you know, played on their John Rams and kind of moved on, got a university degree out of it, and sports was the biggest thing for me that's helped me get to where I've gotten to. And Bring 'Em Up Gala, this foundation that we started, and that's what we're trying to do.
It's, I mean, your family, you also have a brother that has, what, 3 Grey Cup rings?
Yeah, Paulie's got 3 Grey Cup rings, played at the U of S, played with the Thunder here, and again, the community helped my family to get to where we got to. And, you know, if we can help one or two newcomers in sports, I tell you, it makes my heart happy.
Well, the event is happening next Friday. I know it sells out quick, but there are a few tickets left. Am I right, BK?
Correct. We've got a couple more tickets left, so get on board, people.
Regina Open Door Society website is where you can go to buy those tickets. BK, thanks for the check-in. We'll talk closer to the event next week.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks.
BK Waldo, again, the event is called the Bring 'Em Up Gala. It's in Regina next week. It's a great fundraiser, basically reducing barriers for all children to get involved in sports. It's an inspiring event. In fact, I have it on good authority, because I'm MC, by the way, for this event. Murad Al-Khatib, one of the speakers, who talks about his experience growing up in Saskatchewan and what sports has meant to him in, of course, what is now a very successful business person and leader in our province who continues to give back. So we've got great lineup at the event. And again, if you want tickets to the Bring 'Em Up Gala, you can go to the Regina Open Door Society website to grab those. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs is here in full form, and let's go to Larry in Saskatoon. Larry, thanks for calling in. What have you got for me?
Well, people complain about the mainstream media and all these propaganda things that come spilling down. But I go, reframe that. It's an opportunity for critical thought. Here, I'll give three examples if I can. The people are saying, well, Alberta and Saskatchewan are landlocked. They can't be independent of them. They're landlocked. Does anyone ever say that British Columbia is sea-locked? No.
So you're saying it's a moot point.
Well, yeah, exactly. Plus, you know, Nutrien showed that you can take potash down to the West Coast and put it on a wharf and a
Ways to get to the water, Larry. Right?
Yeah, there is. You know, just have to think that one through a little bit.
Okay, what's point number two?
Oh, some people, you've had a couple of guests who've said that, well, Russia is trying to get Alberta to go independent. Well, that doesn't make any sense at all, because that means more oil on the market and lowering the price that, you know, and they're a competitor in the oil business. But Daniel Smith, the premier, asked her attorney general about that, who consulted the RCMP and said, no, there is none at all. No evidence for that whatsoever. But I think of independence, well, that's like the National Energy Program of Pierre Elliott Trudeau in the 1980s. That's what started that.
History repeats itself, Larry. I think we all have learned that. Okay, point three.
Antivirus, another one, if I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dr. Clara Craig, famous British pathologist, very bright. She looked at the hantavirus and said, well, it's bodily fluid transmission, sort of like hepatitis C. And so there's no possibility of a pandemic like you have with a respiratory virus. You know, it's just, you know.
Which is, I think, consistent what we heard from Dr. Joseph Blondeau this week. Like he said, let's not blow this out of proportion. This is not the same as the pandemic.
We still keep hearing stories about this ship and go, ship, well, is it being transmitted person to person? Most likely not. It's most likely because there's rats on the ship. Have we ever heard of rats on the ship?
Well, you know, that is a good point, because many people are saying it was contact that a couple of passengers had prior to getting on the ship. But knowing how it's transmitted, which, as you just mentioned, Dr. Joseph Blondeau did as well, it's mostly through like oral fluids or bodily fluid transmission. So it's a peculiar case, but I feel like they've got it under control. They've done what they need to do to isolate the people that are showing symptoms of hantavirus, and hopefully we don't see it. But what it has brought about is a shocking number of virus outbreaks that happen on cruise ships. I think we've heard two or three stories since this one. I have no idea that this happens, and maybe, you know, if we look at airplane travel, maybe it's the same way. You hear people say after traveling on an airplane, they're often prone to getting sick because it's the recirculated air in the, you know, cabin of the plane that causes that to happen. But boy, there has been a couple of stories recently about that. 1-877-332-8255. Let's keep going on the phone line. Bugs and Hugs continues. I got Kurt in Saskatoon. Kurt, thanks for calling in. What have you got?
Good morning. I'd like to send a big hug to Megan Weatherspoon. She is going to be raising funds and awareness for leukemia and lymphoma by running across Saskatchewan.
North to south, I understand.
From north to south. She's going to go to the very top of the province, up to Stony Rapids. She plans to run all the way down to the Montana border.
It's amazing. Has this ever been done before, Kurt?
I don't think so.
I don't think
so
either.
People have done parts of it, or maybe they've done it biking or different things, but this is a monumental undertaking, and we're so proud of her.
Yeah, very proud of her. I appreciate the call, Kurt. Thanks so much for calling in. Hugs to Megan for sure, the fundraising that she's doing, and let's support her any way we can as she does this journey. I can't imagine the run from north to south Saskatchewan. It would be beautiful, but wow. Lots of stories will come, I'm sure, from that one. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go. Have we got time for one more? Yeah, one more call before we take our break. Let's go to Ken. I got Ken in online from Saskatoon. Thanks for calling in. You have a bug about Saskatoon Mayor's address yesterday, right?
Yeah, I read your website. I made a mistake. I was in a good mood. I read CKOM.com, and all of a sudden I got bugged.
Hey, okay, but Ken, don't put it on. I mean, CKOM.com doesn't always bug you. It's just the story that bugged you.
It was the story that bugged me. Okay, the mayor made an address. So there's a few things in this story, one of which she's going to de-risk the transportation system. There's words. It's called make it safer. Like actually use English, all right? These, I don't know why in the world you would say something to de-risk it. But the one that really got me is that she says she doesn't know, and this was a paraphrase, is that she doesn't know of a successful city without a modern transportation system. What does that mean? I mean, I imagine she means it's mass transit. If she does mean that, then she's wrong. If she's ever been to Houston, try to grab a bus to go anywhere. It's only a very small area of the city that has, like it's about as car-centric as you can get. Tokyo, for sure, you got mass transit. So, you know, it's one of these things where they're trying to push this BRT that is so flawed, and no one's going to get on the buses as long as people are bear spraying. And I don't care what you call it. I don't care how much you go and adjust the city to match the transportation system rather than transportation system to match the city. But it's not going to work. We're not getting on those monstrosities because no one wants to get bear sprayed, stabbed, or have to deal with people sleeping on the floor.
You know, Ken, your point is so, this is important for us to just stop for a second and talk about this. Because there are big plans in the city of Saskatoon, and we had Ari call in earlier today wanting to talk about the bus rapid transit, which, as he mentioned, is now more being referred to as the Link transit system. Regardless, if the goal is in a growing city to have a transit system that replicates a larger city transit system to move mass amounts of people into and out of different parts, but particularly the downtown, if that's the goal, first and foremost, it's got to be efficient. And secondly, it's got to be safe. And Ken's point is bang on. In an environment where people are already conditioned to driving themselves to events, we are in Saskatchewan. And I firmly believe this is the way most people feel if they have a vehicle. And I get it. Not everybody drives a vehicle. But most people feel they drive themselves to a doctor's appointment. They drive themselves to an event. They drive themselves to a concert. They do their shopping, all of those things. So if we want people to say, I'm going to jump on the transit system, it'll get me down quick, I don't have to mess with parking. If we really want people to do that, first and foremost, they have to feel safe. So Ken, fair point. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs continues. We got lots to cover yet. Calls are coming in. Let's take a break. We'll be right back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Are you crying? There's no crying in baseball!
Because they're all good kids. Until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
Welcome back to the show. Bugs and Hugs continues. 1-877-332-8255. Happy to hear from you if you've got something on your mind that is bugging you. Like Tim from Saskatoon, bugged by how many broken road signs are in the ditches all over the place. It's funny that you say that, Tim, because I noticed about four yesterday driving a bit around Saskatoon, and then I was on the highway between Saskatoon and Regina. Saw a couple. So what is it? What's causing this? Tim saying, is it snowplow operators? Question mark. Regardless, let's get those signs back up. James in Regina, bugged by people smoking at the entrance of the Regina General Hospital, right in front of a no smoking sign, and security doesn't do anything. James did want to send a hug out to anyone working at the hospital. We appreciate their work. And I noticed Amber with a text saying she lives in rural Saskatchewan. Her mother needed an ambulance in an emergency this past week. She's fine now, but in hindsight, she wants to send a hug to the ambulance workers. They were absolutely phenomenal with Mom. I just spoke to the paramedic chiefs of Saskatchewan. So all of the paramedic services in Saskatchewan had their chiefs meetings in Saskatoon this week. And I was speaking to them about a number of things, wellness for staff, customer service, those types of things. So to the Skorudkos who run Waka and District, to the Duchaks who run the Parkland Ambulance in Prince Albert, and everyone else. I mean, there are great ambulance chiefs and workers, frontline paramedics in this province. Amber highlights the shout out to you. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Harold in Regina with a hug for whom, Harold?
The farmers today. I was a farmer for many years, and I feel especially for those from Kindersley, Melford, Tisdale, Carrot River. I know many farmers in those areas, and it doesn't look good for them. And even here in the south, they're nicely getting started. So my hug goes out to them. Mm-hmm. And then two quick bugs. I'm bugged that our countries have spent $16 trillion on climate change and only a fraction of this on feeding the hungry. And my other bug is that we allow Hamas to operate in our country, and that book by Warren Casella is so good, and we need to be voicing our opinion on this. And so those are my two bugs, and thank you for getting us on.
Yeah, Harold, I didn't know you were a farmer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I grew up on a farm, and I farmed for 40 years.
Grain farmer?
Yeah, a grain farmer at Yellowgrass. I had a job in Regina, but we were suitcase farmers. In 88 and 89, we had drought. And I just talked to my Hutterite friends, and you wouldn't believe, for 4 years at Belle Plaine, they didn't pull out a combine. I couldn't believe
it. Yeah. Well, I mean, we've definitely seen drought in parts of the province for sure. So I learned something about you today, Harold. I didn't realize you were a farmer, but thanks to the shout out, definitely farmers in parts of the province still having a tough time getting in the field. Things are still far too wet. This weekend, of course, with the rain that we're getting, isn't going to help that situation. I always wonder if, you know, the province does these seeding updates where they say, okay, 13% of the crop is in the field. Does that add pressure to the farmers who are like, look, I'm still 2 weeks away from even being able to get in the field? I understand what the reason is, why the province tries to keep people up to date on how things are progressing, but lots of the province this year are stunted in their ability to get out in the field because of the moisture, that's for sure. Bugs and Hugs is not done. In fact, we've got a guest joining us for the last little bit of Bugs and Hugs. So we'll do a little bit more with you when we come back, and then bring our guest into studio to talk a little bit about boating safety here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Super duper!
That's awesome!
Who did this, you flower son of a bitch?
I just want to give you a big hug.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
Welcome back to Bugs and Hugs. Evan Bray, good to have you here. Hey, big music fest happening in Niagara Falls today. And it just so happens we have some talented students from our province that are there. The Evan Hardy Senior Band and Senior Jazz Band with Stacey Mortensen Spokes, who's their amazing band teacher, are there representing our province at Nationals today. And I know there's a lot of families, there's a lot of people in community that are pumped and excited. Kimberly, thanks so much for the text. Best of luck to the crew from Evan Hardy at Music Fest in Niagara Falls today. 1-877-332-8255. Simi got some rain. Arlene, thank you for the text. After days of horrible wind and topsoil blowing away, our small little area around Simi got 2 1/3 inches of rain. Glad to hear that. Thanks for the text, Arlene. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go back to the phone line. Isaac, Regina, thanks for calling in. What have you got for me?
Hey, Evan. I am a school bus driver out of the city, and I guess you being in police, you probably know that in the city you can't use your warning lights or stop arms, whereas out of the city it's completely different.
Right.
They're required by SGI. So my bug is people that seem to think that they don't need a stop for students. They can just blow right by, no consequences. It's getting crazy, the amount of people that just they do it, you know, especially even some people that are parents themselves and seem to have the attitude that their kid's more important.
We know students, they're exiting the bus, but they could be also trying to cross the road, whatever the case may be. So that's all the more reason to make sure you stop that bus.
Definitely, yes. Like, we even try to, you know, to do right-hand stops as much as we can so that they're not having to cross where they don't have to. But even then, sometimes it's inevitable.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thanks for bringing awareness to this, Isaac, and thanks for listening to the show. 1-877-332-8255, a number of texts coming in on the text line. I wanted to get to a couple more of those. What do we got here? Why is it taken so long for the Regina Police Service to take action against the street bullies with vehicles? So this is Joe in Regina. RPS has done a crackdown. It started right now, removing from the city streets the junkyard specials, the Frankenstein vehicles, vehicles without bumpers and fenders and exhaust systems. This is a follow-up to the cancellation of RPS's own car show. Big changes for Regina. Regina drivers and police officers have to follow traffic safety laws and bylaws. Joe, thanks for calling in there. While we're talking about this, Ray in Saskatoon bugged about the fact that he says, when I drive around Saskatoon, I'm always careful not to slip over the speed limit or forget my seatbelt. Otherwise, I'll get a fine. However, the sidewalks are lined with people using illegal drugs, not even trying to hide it. There's not just one guy hiding around the corner. They are everywhere. You can't miss them. The police cruiser carries on without a care. I see this all the time. I could get a ticket mailed to me if I roll through a red light, but people are permitted to sit around using legal drugs on public streets. Ray, we do have, I believe it's next week, is our regular visit with Saskatoon Chief of Police, Cam McBride. That's a good question for the chief. How easy is it, or maybe it's how hard is it, to stop, and what are the grounds that you have as a police officer? I mean, it's one thing if you find someone with illegal drugs, but there are a number of people. I was walking in downtown Saskatoon by the Delta here not that long ago, 2 days ago, and I agree with what Ray's saying. I mean, the amount of people wandering around clearly under the influence of drugs is fairly significant, very noticeable. What are we doing about that? 1-877-332-8255. Thank you for the text messages. Are we going to have another caller, Frank? Or we're close on time. Here's the challenge that we have today, just being straight up with you, is we didn't realize what time this Mark Carney, Danielle Smith announcement was happening. It is basically happening at 11:35, and we want to carry that live. So we've had to do some shuffling of our agenda, and as a result, we are doing a shorter version of Bugs and Hugs today, so we can talk a little bit about boating safety. We have a guest that had made a drive into the city to be on the show, so we moved him from that 11:30 spot where we're carrying the live announcement from Alberta, and we will be talking boating safety, and we're going to meet one of the only water safety rescue dogs in the province when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.